From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of The Living Truth as we continue our study on why read the Bible. And this is our second week in this particular study. And I can again imagine that some of you are saying, why are you spending so much time on this subject? Well, as I brought out before, if you've been listening regularly, I believe that many Christians don't read the Word of God regularly. They don't read the Word of God systematically. They don't read the Word of God habitually. And thus, because of that, they are missing out on much of the blessing of God. They do not really know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, and therefore they're not living the Christian life as God would have them to live it. And so this may be a very, very basic subject, but I think it's also a very important subject. And so far we have noted that we should read the Bible to learn about salvation, 2 Timothy 3:15. We should read the Bible to grow in the Lord, 1 Peter 2:2. We should read the Bible to build our faith, Romans 10:17. We should read the Bible to succeed spiritually, Joshua 1:8. We should read the Bible because it is eternal, 1 Peter 1:25. We should read the Bible because it will change our life for the good, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And yesterday we noted that we should read the Bible to be fruitful for God. Today, we're going to study that we should read the Bible to be blessed of God. Do you want to be blessed by God today? Do you want to experience the blessings of the Lord? You know, first of all, keep in mind that by virtue of the fact that you know the Lord, that is, if you do know the Lord, you are blessed in ways beyond imagination from the heavenly places where Christ dwells. I always marvel over that verse in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, where it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." All of those spiritual blessings are ours. And then, of course, he goes on down through that chapter there in Ephesians 1 and elaborates upon some of them. But there are other blessings that, even though some of them are unconditional, in other words, God has promised us that we have eternal life, that we will spend eternal life with Him in heaven. That is an unconditional blessing. But there are other blessings that you and I will get, will receive, will gain if we are obedient to the Word of God. If we are not obedient to the Word of God, then we'll miss out on those blessings. And so you see, that's why it's important that we be in the Word of God on a consistent basis in order that we might obey God's Word and be blessed by God and receive, as it were, those conditional blessings. In other words, the unconditional blessings are those blessings that God gives to us because He's promised them to us and they are signed, sealed, and delivered. The conditional blessings are those that we receive through obeying God's Word. And that's where we are looking today. Revelation chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Notice what it says. Revelation 1, beginning with verse 1. It says the revelation, and by the way, it's singular, not revelations, like you hear many people say. It's one revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, let me just pause there. And I know this isn't the essence of our study today, but I believe it's important to bring it out, that the purpose of the book of the Revelation is to reveal who Jesus Christ is, certainly as it relates to the latter times, certainly as it relates to the tribulation period, and so forth. But the main reason for the book of the Revelation is to teach who Jesus Christ is. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so if you really want to get to know who Jesus Christ is, then study the book of the Revelation. All right? Well, look at verse 3 of Revelation chapter 1. It says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Now, I think that as we look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, we see here in reality a twofold application. Because he says, "Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy." And I believe that that has a specific application initially to the book of the Revelation. In other words, the book of the Revelation is the prophecy that we have before us when we read this particular book, and it promises that when we read it and hear it, and then goes on to say, keep what it says, that it's going to bring blessing. But it is also broader than that. And certainly there is no doubt about it, but that the entire Word of God can be applied here. Yes, there is blessing when we read and study and obey and keep and do the principles brought out in the book of the Revelation, but that relates to the entire Word of God as well. Blessing to the Word of God will always bring blessing. Let me repeat that. I think I said it wrong. Obedience to the Word of God will always bring blessing. That's something that you want to write down. Obedience to the Word of God will always bring blessing, all right? And so whether it's obeying what the book of the Revelation says or what the book of Genesis says, obedience brings blessing. Disobedience to God's Word will remove that blessing. And so he says here in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed is he that readeth." There we are. Why should we read the Bible? So that we might be blessed of the Lord. Do you spend time reading the Bible? But it should not stop there. Many people read the Word of God, but they don't do anything about it. They don't apply it to their lives. And that's why this verse goes on to say, "Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of God," or the words of the prophecy. To hear means to appropriate, not just to allow to go in one ear and not the other, but it means to hear what the Scripture is saying and apply it to one's life. And then that is even stressed in a greater sense when it says, "and keep those things which are written therein." Now listen, beloved, I know this is basic, but it also can get somewhat deep if we really want to follow through with it. If we want the blessing of the Lord, number one, we need to read the Word, all right? Number two, we need to hear the Word in the sense of applying it to our lives. And then number three, we need to keep the Word of God. In other words, it is the Word of God that should guide us in every aspect of our life. The whole Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. Now, of course, we see as we look there at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, "For the time is at hand." Now, that's an interesting phrase in and of itself. And basically, it means that now is the time. In other words, number one, now is the time that the book of the Revelation is talking about. You say, how is that? Well, certainly, now was the time for John as he was receiving this revelation. But then when you go into Revelation chapters 2 and 3, you see that's speaking of the church age, so now is the time. And then, of course, in chapter 4 on through the end of the book of the Revelation, it is all prophetic. And so when it says now is the time, it's indicating to us that all of this can come to fruition pretty quickly. We are right now, right before the rapture of the church. It could happen at any moment. It really could. So, for the time is at hand for everything in the book of the Revelation to come into fruition. But also, as it applies to what we are talking about today, now is the time. The time is at hand right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, that we focus on reading and hearing and keeping the Word of God. So, the question that I have for you today is, are you blessed because you're reading and hearing and keeping God's Word? Are you? I trust that you are. You need to take every opportunity to read the Word of God and to hear it, whether it's through the preaching or the teaching, but certainly then to apply it to your life and then to keep the things that are written therein. If you just read it and hear it and don't do it, you'll miss out on the blessing of God. But if you read the Word and hear the Word and do the Word, then you'll see God's blessing in ways beyond your imagination. Why read the Bible? Simply to be blessed of God. I trust that you'll think about that today. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we are going to continue our study. We'll look at another reason why it's important to read the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.